Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The owners of the demolished Gasno apartments will pay $1.5 million to settle a lawsuit filed by the city and borough of Juneau. According to a statement from the city, Juneau filed a lawsuit to recover demolition costs after tearing down the blighted apartments near Front and Franklin Streets. David D'Amato represents Gasno Apartments LLC as power of attorney.
The real benefit of this, though, has been our work with the city at every turn has yielded progress for the city of Juneau. We've managed incrementally to clean up a substantial portion of downtown Juneau with the view of both resolving sort of these issues with the buildings and with the property, but also issues with the community.
City Manager Rory Watts says in the statement that the city is glad to put this issue behind it. A fire severely damaged the apartment buildings in 2012 and then again in 2015. The city deemed the buildings a public nuisance and tore them down in January of 2016. CBG filed a lawsuit against Kathleen and James Barrett in March of that year to recover the costs. According to the statement, the city says the owners admitted fault and Kathleen Barrett will make scheduled payments to Juneau through December 31st of 2020. Now, the news, the loan provider of individual health insurance policies in Alaska says it is seeking an average rate decrease across its plans for the second year. Premier Blue Cross Blue Shield is seeking an average rate decrease of 3.9% for 2019. The state approved an average rate decrease of 22.4% for 2018. Premier official says contributing factors include a decrease in use of medical services and coverage of highest cost claims through a state program. The nation's annual Defense Policy Bill cleared yesterday includes a pay raise for the troops and a provision allowing up to six icebreakers. Congress included a non-binding note with the bill saying the first of the six heavy icebreakers should be delivered by 2023. Senator Dan Sullivan's office says the bill also allows $287 million in military construction projects for Alaska. The military pay raise of 2.6% is the largest since 2010. Representative Don Young was featured at a forum with the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska yesterday here in Juneau. The congressman fielded questions from tribal members on Alaska Native issues. Several audience members spoke in support of efforts to expand tribal self-governance. Audience members also brought up the issue of drugs in Native communities. Young described how drug addiction has affected his family. He shared an anecdote about his granddaughter, who has relapsed several times.
Within 2 weeks or 3 weeks, she falls back to those that she ran with before. And that just drives me crazy. The dealer is the one I want to eliminate. I can't do it legally, but that's the one I want to eliminate.
Young says personal responsibility as well as support services play a role.